been named the interim director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. And I think the board will be very well served by having an individual of Harry's understanding of higher education, his integrity, and his commitment. I look forward to working with him during the period as they do a search for a permanent leader for that position. And I think that's all I would say at this point.
Well, that's a very impressive start, I'd say.
We had a good
all of those folks who deserve a special welcome.
Of course, that was a very brief summary.
I'm sure it was. But it's a great way to begin any meeting.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it. We're going to hear the Illinois State Song as part of our dedication to the arts. And today we have a group, all UIS students and graduates, who've assembled just for this one performance, and we appreciate their efforts. Eric Huber is the Director of Organizational Development at the Springfield Clinic. Patrick Foster is an attorney with the Illinois Commerce Commission. Ann Collins is a retired Director of Clinical Marketing at the SIU School of Medicine. Betsy Goulet is an instructor at UIS and a current UIS doctoral student. Kevin Ford is the former senior project manager for a computer company. Carly Shark is the director of audience development and communication at the Sangamon Auditorium. John Creveston is the public service administrator, Illinois Department of Public Health. And John Sestak is the director of community relations at UIS. What's that?
Joan.
Oh, and Joan is here as well. I'm sorry. You know what? I need glasses, apparently. Yeah. I'm sorry. It looks like John, even now, as I'm looking.
My brother would be happy.
Yeah. It's Dean Azar's problem. He was...
Why thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois. Hast thou taught thy children well, Illinois, Illinois? Let thy Springfield campus tell, Illinois, Illinois.
With its roots in Sangamon, as the years pass swiftly on, to UIS we'll raise our song, Illinois, Illinois. To UIS we'll raise our song, Illinois.
Not without thy wondrous story, Illinois, Illinois, can be writ our nation's glory, Illinois, Illinois.
On the record of the years, Abraham Lincoln's name appears, Grant and Logan and Ortiz, Illinois, Illinois, Grant and Logan and Ortiz, Illinois.
I was confused by why they were reading the first verse, because I know the board all knows the song by heart. But that was excellent, Susan, well represented. May we turn the meeting over to you at this point, please?
Yes, thank you. There will be some slides that are showing during my welcome this morning. Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome the Board of Trustees to the Springfield campus of the University of Illinois. As you know, I'm in my second year serving as chancellor here at UIS. It has been a privilege this past year to get to know the campus and the university, and to listen closely to students, faculty, staff, parents, alumni, donors, and friends of UIS here in the community who care so deeply about this campus and about the University of Illinois. And I'm pleased that you had a special opportunity last night at the Campus Insights program to get to know some of our accomplished faculty.